Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been confirmed by a landlord that houses at Ballymacool and Letterkenny are currently undergoing rigorous block testing after he was given assurances by Donegal County Council that they remain committed to the purchase of the houses under the tenant in situ scheme. The Donegal Chair of the Irish Hotels Federation has warned that jobs in the sector are at risk. Questions remain, meanwhile, over the future of Fawn Health Centre. And the Taoiseach and Defence Minister has again expressed his anger at the Lebanese government and the UN in delays facing the investigation into the killing of a Donegal soldier. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15. First in news though, it's been confirmed by a landlord today that 9 houses at Ballymacool and Letterkenny are currently undergoing rigorous block testing after he was given assurances by Donegal County Council that they remain committed to the purchase of the houses under the tenant in situ scheme. Phil Boyle of Twin Estates says he expects the test results to be available by the middle of September. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement, Mr. Boyle says he's engaged a chartered civil engineer to remove core samples from the 9 houses at Ballymacool. They've now been sent to an accredited laboratory for testing and analysis in accordance with IS 465. He says based on previous experience, he's confident the results will be good and has been assured that if that's the case, the council will proceed to acquire the properties. Mr. Boyle says he's been working with Donegal County Council since October last, when the company decided to sell a number of houses in the area. He says he wants to assure the families facing eviction he's doing everything possible to ensure that the council proceed with the purchases. Mr. Boyle says 5 other houses that were for sale were purchased privately by the sitting tenants, and 4 others were offered to the housing agency under the cost rental tenant in situ scheme, but they have declined to proceed.
Former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has been sent for trial over allegations of historical sexual offences. The 61-year-old's charged with 18 counts in total, alleged to have taken place between 1985 and 2008. It's understood he will strenuously be contesting all charges against him. His wife, Eleanor Donaldson, faces charges of aiding and abetting in connection with the alleged offences. Reporter Amanda Ferguson was at today's hearing at Newry Crown Court.
The PPS, the Public Prosecution Service in the North, said that they had a prima facie case had been established. So first sight case had been established. Lawyers for both Geoffrey Donaldson and Eleanor Donaldson said they had no submissions at this stage. The judge, Eamon King, said that he was satisfied that there was a prima facie case to answer, and there will be an arraignment hearing in Newry on September the 10th.
The Donegal chair of the Irish Hotels Federation has warned that jobs are at risk. Today, hospitality and tourism operators met with Oireachtas members ahead of Budget 2025. Businesses in the sector are struggling to cope with operating costs, tight margins and reduced profitability. They're calling for a return to the 9% VAT rate introduced during the pandemic. Aisling Arnold, owner of Arnold's Hotel Dunfanaghy and Donegal chair of the IHF, says the government need to wake up to the reality.
I'm here in Dublin today to attend the meeting at Boswell's Hotel, and I suppose our primary ask is that for the upcoming budget that the rate of VAT on food services is reduced to 9%, given the severe impact that it's having on hospitality businesses, many of them which are facing enormous financial pressures. I suppose what we're hoping to achieve primarily, everybody coming together and I suppose maybe being able to pose their own situations and their own business situations and talk on behalf of their colleagues across the county here in Donegal, for myself personally. You know, we are all struggling immensely with the increased costs that have been coming at us and the very tight margins that we've been facing due to reduced profitability. And I suppose that those ever increasing costs that are coming at us in every direction.
And that can be looked at the number of businesses that will be closed down, but it can also be viewed at how many jobs will that cost?
Absolutely. That's something that we are very proud of in the hotels industry here and the Irish Hotel Federation in particular, because we're supporting livelihoods, 272,000 livelihoods across the country, and particularly here in Donegal, it's one of our main drivers of employment. So it's something that we certainly need to focus on, and the government needs to wake up and listen to our ask.
Meanwhile, representatives from family resource centres in Donegal met with the Ruckus members yesterday also to urge them to adequately fund the services in the upcoming budget. There's a call for the government to increase core funding for FRCs to €240,000. Donegal deputies Thomas Pringle and Padraig McLaughlin were in attendance along with Senator Eileen Flynn. Kathleen McHugh, manager of the Donegal Town Family Resource Centre, says it was a positive meeting.
We met yesterday in Boswells in Dublin with a number of Oireachtas members, and we were discussing our pre-budget submission that the National Forum were putting forward for the National Resource Centre programme. We discussed many things, and the main agenda was we're calling on the government to provide adequate funding for each resource centre in terms of looking for $240,000 per centre, and this would accommodate a full complement of staff, three full-time staff and overheads. So not all the resource centres are adequately funded, so we're calling on government for to be able to sustain the FRC programme for adequate funding of $240,000.
And of the Oireachtas members that were present yesterday, was there any feedback to yourselves that this would be considered in the budget?
Well, we had great feedback. Both Thomas Pringle and Padraig McLaughlin met with ourselves, myself and Martina from Pedigo, and we had a great discussion. We went through the submission and they were in favour of it. Also, Eileen, the senator, was with Thomas as well. So they were given great feedback to the work that's done in all the centres in the county and around the country. So, yes, they were in support of it. So we hope that they'll take the submission and put these measures forward.
The Taoiseach and Defence Minister has again expressed his anger at the Lebanese government and the UN in delays facing the investigation into the killing of a Donegal soldier. Private Sean Rooney from Newton Cunningham was killed in an attack near the South Lebanon border in December 2022. In yesterday's meeting of the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence, Minister Micheál Martin urged the UN to take a proactive approach into the investigation. The Taoiseach says he's determined to leave no stone unturned to bring justice to the 23-year-old's family and colleagues.
Peacekeeping is not without risks, however, and this was brought shockingly home to all of us in December of 2022, with the killing of Private Sean Rooney while serving in South Lebanon. A number of his colleagues from the 121st Battalion were also injured. A judicial process in this regard is ongoing in Lebanon, and both I and the government have consistently expressed determination that all of the facts and circumstances of the incident are fully established and that no stone is left unturned to ensure that those responsible are brought to justice. I'm determined to see that justice is done and be seen to be done, not just for Private Rooney's family, but also for his colleagues and for Ireland as a whole. And to this end, the central focus of my visit to Lebanon in May was my meeting with the Lebanese Minister for Foreign Affairs, at which representatives of the Lebanese Minister for the Defence also attended. I left the Lebanese authorities in no doubt with regard to the absolute determination of the Irish government in ensuring that those responsible for Private Rooney's death are brought to justice and that lives of Irish peacekeepers are valued. We should never forget that participation in all these peace support, crisis management, training and monitoring missions comes at a huge personal cost for individuals and their families and friends.
Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association are continuing to make their case before a hearing of the Labour Court. It's in an effort to resolve the pay rise between the airline and its pilots, who have been looking for an increase at close to 24%. IALPA has previously indicated it was willing to move on that figure. A recommendation is set to be issued by the end of this week, which IALPA President Captain Mark Tye says will be considered.
There is a recommendation. We believe there will be a recommendation out of this. The executive in the first instance will consider it, and then the members will consider it thereafter.
So we'll go to the ballot, whatever is recommended here.
That's probably what's going to happen, yes.
It's been claimed that Fawn Health Centre has been cleared out. There has been much back and forth over the past number of weeks on the future of the health centre. The HSE yesterday reaffirmed their position that the facility is not facing closure. However, carer Jackie told the 9 Till Noon Show earlier that it appears patient files have been removed.
I have a disabled brother who relies heavily again on the nurse support. Yesterday, when I went past, I seen the nurse's car at the centre. I went in just to get some information about past treatment that my brother had, and the nurse wasn't able to give me anything because everything literally was gone. There was nothing there. The filing cabinets were completely empty. She had nothing. The nurse in our community, we cover Inch and Fawn. When we call, if we have a problem in the morning, we call the nurse. The nurse comes back to us within a couple of hours. She comes, she gives us advice, sometimes treatment. She gives direction and she tells us how to proceed. Now, without that service, we are in some serious trouble because we can't get appointments with doctors. We are left waiting for days without a callback. To take them to the hospital is just impossible.
You were there, Jackie, mm-hmm. right, at the health centre yesterday. Yeah. And yeah. I want to read the first line yes. of a press release that we received from the HSE at 5 to 12 yesterday. And it reads as follows. There are no plans mm-hmm. to move the public health nursing service from Fawn Health Centre. And public health nurse services continue to be provided at the centre.
That is completely false. That is completely false. I called in with the nurse probably about 2:30. And when I was in, I was so shocked. There was absolutely nothing in that centre. That centre is completely cleared out.
Donegal GAA has issued an urgent warning after the board's treasurer's email account was hacked overnight. A number of people received an email with a file attached purporting to be from Grace Boyle. Donegal GAA PRO Sinead Breen has confirmed that the email is not genuine. She's urging people to take the following steps if they've received the email.
The email account of our treasurer, Grace Boyle, was hacked in the middle of the night. Now, Copac are working to reset it and get Grace back her access. But there was an email, basically it was sharing access to a file that was sent to pretty much everybody wow. in the contact list for the treasurer's account. So we've had a huge amount of people on to us saying about this. So the recommendation is for anybody that received the email, if it's in your inbox, delete it immediately. And clear your bin when you're at it as well. Mm-hmm. For anybody that has opened it, they will need to reset their password. And if you have opened it on a laptop, it's extremely important that you would run an antivirus scan on your system.
So the attachment obviously is a bit dodgy that these hackers have attached to this email then?
It is, yeah. Look, it's a well-known scam. Mm. And there have been people who have been caught for substantial amounts of money because of this, and we do not want, obviously, that to happen. So treasurer.donegal@gaa.ie.
A number of vehicles have been seized in Derry as part of an operation targeting illegal taxis. Seven vehicles were seized last month. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
Police in Derry, working closely with the driver and vehicle agency transport enforcement colleagues, seized the seven vehicles during an operation between June 26th and 28th. As a result, seven people will be reported to the PPS. Police are warning that illegal taxis present a risk, as in some instances they are uninsured and driver safety checks are not completed. They say work will continue to ensure all taxis are safe and driven by an insured licensed driver and operated through a reputable taxi business. Taxi firms are advised to make sure drivers display proper plates and carry necessary papers and identification so that illegal taxi can be easily identified. Reputable firms should have their driver ID taxi license plates displayed. Anyone with information on the activities of illegal taxis are asked to contact police on 101.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We will start with Gaelic Games, and the draws for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Football Championships are taking place at the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town this evening at 7 p.m. Niamh Connell will go into the Senior Championship as defending champions, while Downings make the step up from the intermediate ranks to the senior ranks. Narasa will be playing in the intermediate competition, having won the Junior Championship last year. Everyone is welcome to attend the event, or you can watch it live on Donegal GAA TV via the Donegal GAA website. On to soccer. Finn Harps have announced the loan signing of Sean Patton until the end of the season. Patton, formerly of the Finn Harps Academy, made his senior debut for Derry City last year and has made five appearances in the Premier Division this season. The striker will be available for selection ahead of tomorrow's clash with Kerry. Amber Barrett and Tyler Toland have been named in the Ireland squad for the upcoming European Championship qualifiers with England and France. Ireland face England at Carrow Road in Norwich on Friday week before the French visit Parc Équive in Cork the following Tuesday. Eileen Gleeson will be without captain Katie McCabe for the game through suspension, for the England game through suspension, and she says they'll need to adapt.
She's very versatile and she sat well in the left full position. It's not a position where we're overloaded in richness in fullbacks areas, and we're often having to adapt players into that role and change their role. So, yeah, of course it changes the thinking, but again, it's back to always being adaptable and using the squad that you do have available then.
Celtic reportedly want to sign Adam Ida to a permanent deal. The Republic of Ireland striker spent the second half of last season on loan from Norwich, scoring 9 goals in 19 appearances. In tennis, Coco Gauff wasted no time in reaching round 3 at Wimbledon. The 20-year-old, who won the US Open last September, eased past Anca Todoni of Romania, dropping just 3 games. She says she's not feeling any extra pressure now she's a Grand Slam champion.
Sometimes the world can make you feel like there's so much pressure, there's so much expectation, but at the end of the game, it's a game, it's sport, and I'm very, very privileged and honoured to be out here playing in front of you guys.
Elsewhere, defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz is through to the third round at Wimbledon. He beat Alexander Vukic in straight sets and will play Francis Tiafoe next. On centre court, Daniil Medvedev currently leads Alex Muller by 2-1. 8th seed Casper Ruud is out. He was beaten in 4 sets by Fabio Fognini. And finally, in cycling, Mark Cavendish has made history with victory in today's 5th stage of the Tour de France. His win in Saint-Vulbas was his 35th stage victory of the famous race, overtaking the record he shared with Eddy Merckx. Tadej Pogacar narrowly avoided a major crash earlier in the stage. He retained his 45-second lead in the yellow jersey. That's all your sports news for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Have a very good evening. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, the Taoiseach says the government is doing everything it can to move from an emergency response to migration to a more sustainable model. Simon Harris confirmed in the Dáil a site earmarked for asylum seeker accommodation in Dublin will come into use in the coming weeks. The government has been under increasing pressure in recent months, with many people granted leave to stay in Ireland told they must leave their direct provision centres to make room for new applicants. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the site in Dublin should ease some of the pressure in the capital.
That is going to be a very important development, I believe, in terms of being able to say to people who come to our country that we can provide you with, and I have to be honest, it will in the first instance be tented accommodation, but it will be safe tented accommodation with access to sanitation, a marked cry from what we saw on Mount Street only a number of months ago.
Over 500,000 people are using at-risk water, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, almost 9,500 in Donegal. 561,000 people were served at-risk public water last year, an increase of 80,000 on the year before. The Milford, Letchermack Ward and Glendies Ardraw Water Supply are all on the remedial action list. But overall, the EPA says the quality of drinking water in Ireland is very high, with 99.7% of samples taken found to be in line with acceptable limits of chemicals and bacteria. Dr. Patrick O'Sullivan, Drinking Water Compliance Senior Manager with Ishka Éireann, says plans being placed on the remedial action list doesn't mean they're unsafe.
The remedial action lists are essentially schemes that are at risk of failure. It doesn't mean that they have failed, or it doesn't mean that water supplied from these plants is in any way danger to human health. But it does mean that that there is investment required. So there's 3 schemes in Donegal on the remedial action lists. That's Letchermack Ward, Glenties, Ardraw and Milford. The Letchermack Ward scheme is particularly advanced, and we'd be hopeful that that will come off the remedial action list at the end of the year. Glenties Ardraw, again, there's a lot of work ongoing at that plant, and that should come off mid-2025. And the Milford Water Treatment Plant upgrade, that has just commenced. That is a significant upgrade on that plant, and we expect it to come off the REL in 2026. So overall, there's about 9,500 people in Donegal on RAL schemes, but all projects are either particularly advanced or have commenced.
The North Sea Economy Minister says he and the executive remain committed to delivering 10,000 extra students at the McGee campus of Ulster University, but is not setting out any timeframes within which they expect that to be achieved. Conor Murphy was responding to questions in the Assembly from Foyle MLA Sinéad McLaughlin, who welcomed confirmation that 500 extra places are being provided this year, but pointed out that 150 of those were already announced in 2023. Ms McLaughlin says with a net gain of just 350 this year, the expansion needs to be ramped up. However, Minister Murphy says progress is being made on the new decade, new approach targets.
There's 150 already recruited from Ulster University last year, so it's only 350 extra students this year. If we keep recruiting at this rate, by the year 2030, we will only have 8,000 students at McGee. This is only bringing us up to 600. We really need to heighten our ambition and bring more students in at speed into McGee in order to make it a viable university for a city the size of Derry.
I say we've been making significant progress in McGee. And there's a tendency to try and downplay that progress from some sectors in Derry. I don't understand that, but nonetheless, we have been making significant progress. The 150 students who came in last year were funded at risk by the University of Ulster. And that, to me, demonstrates a commitment from the University of Ulster to growth and expansion at McGee. That cost has now been covered by us, and it will allow for the recruitment of 500 students in total. Of 500 students, including those ones that were taken in at risk. So we have to be clear about that. It is our clear intention, and it's clear intention of the task force, to look at the entirety of the requirements that there are to get us to the 10,000 numbers. We aren't setting this at a pace year by year of a level of recruitment, and that has not been the case, and it won't be the case. Our intention is to get as quickly as possible to that commitment, that executive commitment in NDNA to get to 10,000 students. The task force are working very diligently. Ulster University are playing their part. We are playing our part, and we will continue to do that in the time ahead. And I know that that is widely welcomed in the Northwest, and I would encourage everybody to get their shoulder behind that particular wheel and to drive this project forward.
Tax revenues in the first half of the year are up €3.8 billion, or 9%, compared to the same time last year. There were strong performances in income tax, VAT and corporation tax. Corporation tax revenue of over €12 billion is over 15% up on the same period in 2023. An exchequer surplus of €3.1 billion was recorded in the first half of the year. The government has spent over €5 billion more this year than it did in the first 6 months of last year. For weather now, a mix of cloud and sunny spells for the rest of today, with scattered showers, breezy with moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds. It will be breezy tonight also, with lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. It's been confirmed by a landlord today that 9 houses at Ballymacool and Letterkenny are currently undergoing rigorous block testing after he was given assurances by Donegal County Council that they remain committed to the purchase of the houses under the tenant in situ scheme. Phil Boyle of Twin Estates says he expects the test results to be available by the middle of September. The Donegal chair of the Irish Hotels Federation has warned that jobs are at risk. Today, hospitality and tourism operators met with the RUC dismembered ahead of budget 2025. The Taoiseach and Defence Minister has again expressed his anger at the Lebanese government and the UN in the delays facing the investigation into the killing of a Donegal soldier. Private Sean Rooney from Newton Cunningham was killed in an attack near the South Lebanon border in December 2022. And it's been claimed that Fawn Health Centre has been cleared out. There has been much back and forth over the past number of weeks on the future of the health centre. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of July. The death has taken place of Mary Gallagher, Naomh McIntyre, Ross Nakill, Fanad. Mary's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Removal from there on Saturday afternoon at 12:30, going to St Columba's Church Mass Mount for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 9. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Fanad Daycare Centre, care of any family member, or McAteer Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the McAteer Funeral Directors Facebook page. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Ann Revington Trewally, Core Point Letchermeck Award. Cremation will take place at Lakeland's Crematorium tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. The death has taken place of Jane McGarry Doherty, Sheila, Schlieffbourne, Malin Head and Glasgow. Sheila's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 10:30 on Saturday morning for 11 o'clock funeral mass in Star of the Sea Church, Malin Head, followed by interment in Lag Graveyard. Rosary nightly at 9, with family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Joe McElhill, 36 Corgary Road, Castledurg. Reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 12:20 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Kathleen Bajurson, née Gillespie, 47 Ballylaw Road, Strabane, formerly of Dunamana Road, New Buildings. Reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Clockcore at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place of Hugh McCallion, Cavan, Ballandrate, Lifford. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. No Mass cards or flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.